The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Wiz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, and along with me this evening I have
the Sam Brewski, and this is Hoop Ball Grizz. What's up, guys?
Welcome back, Sam. Yes. Glad to have you. Glad you're feeling better.
Better. It is better. It's not great, but it's better. I can definitely say that. But
and this has been an insane day of basketball.
Yes.
So the Grizzlies and the Suns had the early game. The Blazers had the late game. The Grizzlies and the Suns took care of business, putting the pressure on the Blazers. And the Brooklyn Nets gave the Blazers
everything they could handle.
All they wanted. All they wanted. Had a chance to win the game at the end. It was edge of the seat kind of stuff. I was pulling super hard for Caris LeVert to bang down that last shot.
Yes.
Oh, I'd have been so happy.
Literal edge of the seat. I couldn't sit still. I actually had to get up and move. Literally. Yeah. I had to get up off the couch and move because I couldn't do it.
The bubble has been amazing. It's been way better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be super weird. And there have been so many really good games. The Phoenix Suns are a phenomenal story. The stuff that, you know, coming to the bubble, I, for one, was like, why are they even invited? This is ridiculous. They're never going to be there. And here they were. They're 2 points away from playing on Saturday with a chance to make it into the playoffs. Well done, NBA. The bubble has been good. There have been no positive COVID tests up until, I think yesterday was the last report that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
There have been no positives from the entire time they've been in the bubble. So the NBA is doing it right. They're setting the bar, doing a great job. We are going to, obviously, we're talking a little bit about bubble stuff. We're going to do a post game here. We got the Grizzlies clinching their play-in spot, 119-106 over the Giannis-less Bucks.
That would be hard for me to say. But thank God, because good Lord, these last few games. You know, when we predicted, I'm going to go off on a little bit. When we predicted what they would do, you know, I originally said 4-4, 5-3. I believe you said 4-4, then you changed it probably 5-3 or whatnot.
Yeah, I went up.
Yeah, and then we changed it a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And look what they did. They're 2-6.
Did not play well. This is what got exposed in the bubble for the Grizzlies.
Say trash.
No.
They're not trash.
Sam's fired. This is his last show.
God
what
dang it.
The
See
heck,
you later.
Man. Oh. So the youth of this team just got exposed. They couldn't close the game against San Antonio. They should have won that game.
That's guaranteed they win right there.
Close
that
the
should
have. Yeah, they could not close the game against Portland. Should have won that one.
Mm-hmm.
If they win either one of those two games,
this doesn't matter today.
It doesn't. They're in. Mm-hmm. They're in. If they win this game today, they're in the eighth seed, and Portland has to beat them twice.
Yep.
There's no pressure on them today, honestly, because they're already in. But it's a learning experience for these guys. You got to see Ja Morant evolve even more than what he already has after a phenomenal. No doubt about it, going to be a unanimous rookie of the year, or should be unanimous rookie of the year.
We'll see where that goes, but he should be. You heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, he should be.
Somebody, I think, is going to vote for a rookie outside of Ja Morant. I see it happening because there's always that one person. Ja should be unanimous. Anyway,
I'd be okay if they voted Brandon, but that's it.
He's not even
no,
in the final three.
I know.
Which that's another argument. He definitely, you know, to
good,
me,
but
I think he should have been there. But either way, it doesn't matter. Great things from Ja. You got to learn some stuff about some players that you wanted to see moving into next season. We'll jump into the box score. We'll give Sam a little bit of time on the mic. Sam is not he's not been with me. I don't know. How many shows have you missed, Sam? Three
I've
or four?
I've missed a couple because for people that don't know, did you cut? I don't
no,
know.
No, no, I just told them that you were under the weather. I didn't know which way. Like, I wasn't going to put it out there. I just said,
well,
I'm not going to.
I just had some health issues. When you get old, you get high blood pressure, had some issues, lost my vision for a little bit, blah, blah, blah. But we got it fixed, went to the doctor. He was like, hey, by the way, you have high blood pressure. I was like, oh, yeah, like I totally didn't know that. But we figured that out. But we're getting it going, and I feel a heck of a lot better. Don't feel the greatest, but give it a couple weeks. I'm going to be better.
He can see, and that's a plus.
I can see, and that's all that matters. So,
all right, so big game for the Grizzlies today, must win. And the Suns were putting it on the Mavs. It was, I knew early in that game, like probably midway through the second quarter, the Suns were up 10 on the Mavs, and I'm like, the Grizzlies better win. If they don't win this game, they're out. They're not going to make it. So the Suns put the ball in their court. They definitely came out, done what they needed to do. Kyle Anderson, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Anthony Tolliver, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. Dylan Brooks. Yo, Dylan.
Dylan.
What's up? All you Dylan haters out there.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Keep hating. Keep hating on Dylan. Keep that same energy. I don't want to see anybody kissing his butt after this game.
Nada.
31 points. 31 points. 2 rebounds. 2 assists. 1 block. He shot 66% from the field. 57% from 3, which are definitely not sustainable. If you watch Dylan all year, you know that. But he did have a hell of a game.
Great
in a
game
where they needed him to have a hell of a game. So great job for Dylan Brooks. Brandon Clark, 10, 7, 1, 1, and 1. Grayson Allen, 9 points, 1 rebound. He shot the ball well again. That's not surprising from Grayson. He's been doing that throughout the entire bubble. It's, you know, good on him. Gorgui had 7 points and 4 rebounds. DeAnthony Melton, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Still not DeAnthony Melton.
No.
Still just not. You know, Mr. Do Something was Mr. Do Nothing through the bubble.
Do little today.
Yeah.
Throughout everything, really.
His numbers were awful. They were horrible throughout the bubble. But that bodes well for the Grizzlies front office, because you go from having a major payday to, hey, you know, when it really counted, you didn't really step
you
up
didn't
for
do
us.
Nothing.
So I don't know what happens with him moving forward. I talked a little bit about that on the last show. But either way, it's like I said, Grizzlies learned a lot from what these guys have done in the bubble, and they're still going. They play the Blazers. Got to beat the Blazers twice. They play them the first game on Saturday. And I didn't even mention the two best stat lines of the game.
I was hoping you'd let me do this one.
I'll let you have it.
All right, so Ja Morant played 34 minutes, mind you, and he had 12 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Triple-double. It's his second of the season. But the big one, JV, Jonas Valanciunas. He had 26 points, 19 rebounds, and 12 assists. And what's that? That's his first career triple-double. I knew I had a feeling today. I had a feeling. It's like, you got to watch the game. You're feeling better. You got to watch it. So I rushed over to basically my parents' house, turned the game on. It's like almost through the first quarter. He had like 4 assists. And I remember like the second quarter started, and they were like, oh, he's got 6 assists. And Brevin's like, he's officially on triple-double. I'm like, Nikola Jokic, what? Wait a second.
I tweeted that out, and I was like, Jonas is the new Jokic, baby. Let's
right
go.
Right on. Let's go.
He had 9-7 early.
Super
in the
early, yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, this dude, like, clearly on his way to a double-double. And I didn't even look at the assist. I think he had 4 whenever I looked at it.
Well, he had 4 going like at the end of the first, I think. I'm not exactly sure when I got there, but it was pretty close to the end of the first quarter, I think, or right at the beginning of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was like 9-7-4 whenever I looked at it. But it ends up monster game from the Wildebeest. That's huge.
That's a huge triple-double anyway.
It is, man. And Ja didn't score that much, but 13 rebounds from a guard, man.
Career high for him, too.
Yeah, that's impressive. It's so the first time in Memphis Grizzlies history that two teammates have had a triple-double, and only the 10th time overall that two teammates have had a triple-double. So that's a little bit of history for you there.
Mm-hmm.
In the biggest game of the season for the Memphis Grizzlies. And guess what? You've got another huge game coming up on Saturday against... Man, I wanted it to be the Suns so bad.
I'd much rather see that than what we're going to see.
Caris LeVert, you're breaking my heart, man.
I still like you, though. But you hurt my feelings.
It was...
And Nurkic hurt my feelings, too.
What? How did Nurkic hurt your feelings?
Because he broke his leg last year and it hurt my feelings. And now he's a freaking beast. He's better than he was. It's crazy.
I don't know that he... Nurkic
not
was
better than
good.
He was. But I'd say he's not better than he was, but he's cooking right now.
Yeah, before he hurt that leg, he was doing extremely well.
He dunked on Bol Bol the other night. I did see a picture of that, and that hurt my feelings, too.
Bol Bol is like 7 foot,
he killed that
a buck
man.
10.
I know, he killed that man.
That's the Bosnian beast, the big man, like, mowing over Bol Bol is, like, not really that impressive to me because of...
He's a twig.
Bol Bol is long, but he's not.
He's a twig.
I think that, you know, he'll get bigger as he, you know, as his career goes on. He's going to get, you know, more muscle, but I don't think with his frame he's ever going to get huge. Like, he's never going to get beefed up. He won't be Nurkic size, but he'll put some muscle on and be right in there with those guys. So, Sam, since you haven't been on, how many of these games have you watched? Have you been able to watch all of the Grizzlies games?
I have not. I didn't. There was a point where I couldn't do anything there for like 3 or 4 days. So I probably missed, I think the last game I watched of them was like against the Thunder. So
their last win?
That was when they won because it was Gallinari. Yeah, because they had Gallinari and me and my mom. We're Italian. I'm half Italian, if you didn't know. My mom was like, hey, is there anybody Italian in the NBA? And I was like, yeah, it's that guy right there, Danilo Gallinari, that guy, yeah. And she's like, oh, I can tell he's Italian. I'm like, well, I know there's probably more, but he's one that I know for sure. And that was a big – I do remember watching that, but I don't think I watched another one after that.
What about – did you catch any of the other games at all?
I looked at stats, but that was about it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Man, hey, that's all right. I know with everything that you had going on, it's kind of rough.
It is tough.
I didn't know if you were able to sit down and watch any of them. I watched as many as I could, and with them being during the day, man,
that was tough.
It was great for me because of my schedule right now. I'm home with the baby, and I'm sitting here in the recliner rocking the baby to sleep, and I got basketball on the TV at 12 o'clock, so I am pumped. Like, let's go. I will take all of this. I know this is not going to be the schedule moving forward, but I will take every bit that I can of these games starting at 12 and running until 10 o'clock at night.
Yep. To confirm that, it was the Grizzlies versus the Thunder was the last one I got to see. So
that was it?
That was it, yep.
Okay.
And then I got to see today's, so...
So next up for the Grizzlies, you've got Damian Lillard. Man, Damian and the Trailblazers, Lillard has been playing out of his mind the last three games. Just nuts. What was it, like 154 points over?
154. He's shooting from outer space, man. That's how far he's shooting.
He hit
crazy.
That one from...
It was almost the Brooklyn logo, so...
Yeah, it was from Cuba or something. He was way back
there. One guy said it was South Australia or something.
Yeah. Southern Australia.
Land down under, man.
The Grizzlies definitely, they've got to beat, because of them slacking, not playing well. I don't know how you want to chop it up.
Trash.
Yeah, I mean, they did not. They didn't play well. They had two games that they played well, and those are the two games that they won. They played well and the Portland game
until the very end,
and in the San Antonio game, they just couldn't finish the game out. Yep. So they had about half of these games that they played well, and the others they just didn't. They didn't have it, didn't look hungry, didn't look like they wanted it. But Damian Lillard is here to play. The Grizzlies, they have to beat them twice now, which without Jaren Jackson Jr., that's a big task, man. I don't know. You know, Tyus Jones tweeted out, and it was like, go, with two exclamation points. And it's like, okay, is he coming back? Is he playing? Because Tyus coming back is going to make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
When Ja is not on the floor, this offense stalls. It does not look good. You bring Tyus back, That's somebody that can run the offense. Not that Tyus is going to come out and drop 20. Not that he couldn't, but it's not likely that that's what he's going to do. But he can. He takes care of the ball, and he can run this offense.
Well, he averages, like, what, 6 assists a game or 5 or something like
that? Yeah, I'd have to look to see for sure.
I know it's not anything crazy, but still, that's coming off the bench averaging 5 assists a game. I mean, 5, 6 assists. I think it's 6.
He really, really, really good at taking care of the ball. He doesn't turn the ball over, and that's important. The Grizzlies had some turnovers in today's game that, you know, they were letting the Bucks kind of creep back into it. It was never really at risk. But, you know, if the Bucks got hot, hit some threes, like strung some threes together, it could have got really, really interesting.
They dropped it to 9 or 12 or something. They got it pretty close at the end.
They may have got it into single digits at one point, but
it was close.
You know, Tyus coming back can make a little bit of a difference. But I'll be honest with you, I don't know that the Grizzlies have it in them to beat Damian Lillard and the Blazers twice. I hope they do.
Yes,
I want them to do it. But it's, you know, you're, man, losing Jaren Jackson. And obviously, you know, we don't know what the Grizzlies offense would have looked like with Justice Winslow. I kind of said that, okay, don't really need him because I haven't had him all year. But he was going to be a rotation guy.
I was excited to see him play to see what he was going to do.
Yeah, I wanted to see him play. I'm the same way. I wanted to see him play to see what that would look like because you got to believe that he's going to be productive, and that gives you another guy that's being productive. And I don't know who that moves kind of out of the rotation or whatever, but it gives you another offensive piece, another guy that can score, that can create his own shot, and that's something that the Grizzlies need. It's exhausting to watch the flip-flop on Dillon Brooks and how you're, you know, so high on him 1 minute, and then the very next minute he does something dumb, and you're like, man, it's tiring to watch him. I've never given up on Dillon. I'm not one. Dillon, I've stuck by him the whole time. He's young. It's his third season. Give him time to grow. I think all of the things that he's doing are things that can be coached. All of these things can be coached. I said that before, and I'll say it until he proves otherwise. But it's just the high, like the peaks and valleys with him are really, really tough. And so he came out today, he shot the ball well. The shots were falling, everything rolled for him, the Grizzlies won the game. If he comes out and he's struggling and he's shooting 15, 16 shots and he's going 2 or 3 for 15, then you're hurting. Because then, it seems like when he comes out of the gate struggling, he starts trying to force stuff to get it going. And today, he got it going in this game.
He was cooking.
There was a lot of two-man game between JV and Dillon. I think like 6 or 7 of JV's assists.
They were handoffs.
To Dillon Brooks. Mm-hmm. JV running kind of like sort of screening for Brooks and passing it off to him.
It was right inside the three-point line. Dillon would come around. He'd hand it off. Dillon would two-step pull up. Boom.
Yeah.
It happened quite a few times.
When he gets the ball in rhythm, he is very effective. And I don't – yeah, in today's game, you need people that can shoot it from deep. But I just don't think the three is Dillon's game. Honestly, I think that mid-range jumper, you can be effective and you can score at high volumes, a la Russell Westbrook, with the mid-range jump shot. You don't have to shoot the three to be able to put up points. And the Grizzlies need Dillon Brooks to score – but he doesn't have to shoot 11 threes a game in order to do that. If he's shooting 4 or 5 threes at about a 35 to 40% clip, but he's shooting closer to 45% from the field on the mid-range shots, that's going to be enough production for the Grizzlies. Is it going to be enough to get them over the hump for the Trailblazers? I don't know. Man, I love to be optimistic, but Damian Lillard's playing out of his mind. And the Nets game tonight shows you their defense is terrible. So if you come into this game, if you're the Grizzlies and you watch this Trailblazers Nets game, it's like, okay, there's no reason you cannot score on these guys. Their defense is weak. You just got to, you know, Taylor Jenkins has to have a good game plan. The guys got to go out and execute. You can score on them. Play some defense. The best defense that when the Nets were stopping them, they were double-teaming, trapping Lillard when he was coming across half court and getting the ball out of his hands and making other people beat them. Obviously, they have guys, Carmelo Anthony, C.J. McCollum, Yusuf Nurkic. They've got other guys that can, but you have to make them. It's like Damian Lillard doesn't have a pulse right now, man. Nope, he's just a robot, just killing it. You've got to make somebody else beat you if you're the Grizzlies.
63-foot three-pointers, man.
Yeah.
60. He's shooting from the other three-point line. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, that logo three that he made.
Yeah, I mean, it's retarded, man.
It was insane, and that's, you know, like...
He took two steps past half court. And
yeah, and so that's further than a normal logo three just because of the court design mm-hmm. right now. You know, it's not a standard... It is a standard court, but it's not the standard court layout. It's crazy to watch, but you've got to... I'm sure that the Grizzlies coaching staff watch this game. And when it comes down to crunch time, the Grizzlies are in the game. You've got to take it out of his hands and make Carmelo Anthony, C.J. McCollum, Nurkic, Gary Trent, make one of these other guys beat you. Damian Lillard, the Nets defense was essentially non-existent as well. But when they trapped him, took it out of his hands, it seemed to be a lot more effective. Sam, give me three keys to victory.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think are three things? Obviously, defense is one of them. I'll give you one. Defense is one.
Stop Damian Lillard. Kick him in the shin. Take his knees out. Drop kick him in the throat. You got to stop that man.
Did you see my tweet going into the OKC game?
No.
Oh, man. It was fun stuff. I was just messing around. The Grizzlies had been struggling. OKC just came off of destroying the Lakers. And I tweeted out, I'm like, all right, my keys to victory for the Grizzlies today. Number one, Josh Jackson. I was like, Josh Jackson's going to come off the top rope and elbow drop CP3 in the throat. And then my second key to victory was Yuta and John Conchar getting the 3D on them. I was just acting a fool. But so let's see. Defense is one. We're going to say defense. Sam, give me two more things that you think the Grizzlies have to do in order to beat this Blazers team.
Greg Popovich answered, score more points. They have just...
You are not Popovich. That is not acceptable.
Dang it. Man, they have just got to – they've got to play better. They've literally got – like what they did today, they played really, really good. If that team – that's one thing I said about – it was right before halftime. I said if this team was playing like this the whole time – of course, Joe's like, well, there's a lot more game left. Yeah, they're what, but they played the whole game like that. Mm-hmm. If they play like that, they wouldn't be in this situation right now. So if they play like that against Portland, they could beat them. They could.
Sure.
They really could.
I know that was one thing a number of Grizzlies players, I know a couple, maybe three or four, they were asked, you know, what's going on? And they're like, you know, we have to play 48 minutes of good basketball.
Yes.
And it wasn't happening. They did against OKC. They did today against the Bucks. Going to have that against, you know, you need fourth quarter Ja to step mm-hmm. up. Against the Blazers.
Another player that needs to step up because, we talked about him earlier. He hasn't done anything, and he's Mr. Do Something, but he's Mr. Do Nothing right now. He needs to come back from wherever he's been. He needs to come back and
Can the real D'Anthony Melton please stand up?
And I repeat.
Can I have your attention, please?
Please. But, yeah, that would help a lot. If you listen to this, please come back. Please come home.
All right, defense, D'Anthony Melton turning it around, and one more thing, Sam, what do you got? He's struggling.
I am. I can't think of any, but just...
You're good. I won't put you on the spot that much, man. So let's... I'll give you my three things that I think that they need to do. Number one, defense, especially at the end of the game, you have to take the ball out of Damian Lillard's hands.
Like I said, drop kick him.
You've got the trap. Yes, I've bragged on Dylan's defense all year. He has got to stay out of foul trouble. So defense is one. Staying out of foul trouble is two, because that's been the Grizzlies lead the league in the bubble in fouls. Mm-hmm. So they've got to do better with that. And they have to move the ball. You look at how the Grizzlies played this game. They got the lead. They developed it. They padded the lead by moving the ball. And the games that they lost, they weren't moving the ball like that. It was a lot of hero ball from Dylan Brooks. Guys, you know, trying to take people off the dribble. They were not making, you know, they would be one good pass away or one more pass away from a good look, and they would take the shot. So defense, control the fouls, and you've got to move the ball. The Portland defense is terrible. You can score points on this team. Memphis defense is much better, much, much better than the Nets defense. They can beat this team, play defense, stay out of foul trouble, move the ball. That's how you beat them. End of the game, make somebody outside of Damian Lillard beat you. Sam, if you were a betting man, who you taking in this game Saturday? It's Saturday at 1:30 on ABC, Grizzlies versus Portland.
Man.
Game one of the play-in. The first ever
play-in.
NBA play-in.
I like that. But if I was a betting man, and I know this is a Grizzlies podcast, but I'd probably have to take Portland. And I don't even want to say that. So you're never gonna hear me say that again. But
you said it. I've got it recorded. I'm gonna play it again for you later.
No, that's fine. I don't care. I'll go deaf, but no. I think if the Grizzlies play like they did today, they can beat that Portland team. They can. So if that team shows up, Memphis all the way, and they're going to win game two as well.
It's win or go home.
Well, it's what Fisher said today. He was like, you know what, we're going to have playoff coverage next week when it's the Grizzlies versus the Lakers, and that's what I'm going to go with. So there you go.
Taking the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. So are you backing down on the Portland thing? You're taking the Grizzlies? What are you doing here? Make up your mind. You can't pick both.
Sure I can.
That's not how it works.
But no, I mean, if you look at it on paper, Portland's going to win. But I want the Grizzlies to win, so I'm going to say Grizz final answer.
Grizz final answer.
Deal.
All right. If any of you all are betting, if you want to bet on this game or the NBA playoffs, baseball is back, hockey is back, go check out our partner over at mybookie.ag. Right now, MyBookie is running a promo. If you go to MyBookie, you enter the promo code HOOPBALL, they will match your initial deposit 100%. So whatever your initial deposit is, they're going to match it. And on top of that, they're going to give you an additional fee, additional money to place on an MLB futures bet. It's mybookie.ag is a website. They have more lines and better odds than any sportsbook online. Go check them out. Again, the promo code is HOOPBALL. Get you a 100% deposit match on your initial deposit. If you have some questions, if you need to look for some guys to help you out, go check out the guys at HOOPBALL Gaming. They've been killing it. If you're not a baseball guy and you get that futures money, holler at Devin or Ira or any one of the guys over at HOOPBALL Gaming. They can help you out, kind of point you in the right direction. Won't guarantee a win, but, hey, they've been doing a lot of it lately, a lot of it. So, again, the address is mybookie.ag. The promo code is HOOPBALL for a 100% deposit match for your initial deposit and extra money to bet on an MLB futures game.
You can't beat that.
It's good. It's free money, man. You get that deposit match, whatever you put in there, it's a no-brainer to me, man. That's where I'm going. That's where I've been betting, and I will continue to bet. You bet, you win, they pay you. Super easy.
Can't beat it.
Not at all. Guys, I've got nothing else. Sam, you got anything else tonight? What you got?
JV, first career triple-double. Let's go.
The Wildebeest.
Yeah!
Doing the Wildebeest thing.
Oh, I do have one more thing, because I've always said Jaeger in this. So I finally figured out what that meant today. Brevin and...
Because, you know, we didn't take the time to go and look it up.
Well, I did try looking it up, but it came back to something in, like, Nigeria and stuff. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. It has to be Lithuanian or something. But then I was like, hey, it sounds cool, so I don't care. You know, it's one of those things. But no, it's actually Lithuanian for strength. And I was like, oh, when Brevin said that, I'm like, oh, man, I'm so glad that's what that means instead of something else. But, of course, they wouldn't be saying it if it was something bad. But
yeah. The more you know. Now you know. If you didn't know what Yega means, Sam's.
Yeah, that was our
some knowledge from Brevin.
Yes, that was our JV fun fact of the day.
Sam, it was good to have you back, man. I'm glad you're better.
Hopefully you can be here
Saturday. We can do another post game.
Yes.
And then Sunday as well, back to back. Let's go.
Sure, why not?
Hoping.
Oh, we will, because it's gonna be Memphis versus LA. That's what it's gonna be
in the first round. Yep. Grizzlies, Lakers,
and then Grizzlies
first
are gonna beat the Lakers, and then the Grizzlies are gonna beat. Who do they play after that?
He has no idea.
It'd be the
He's
Nuggets.
Dreaming. Yeah. He's on the dream boat right now.
Hey, that's okay. I'll take it.
All right, guys. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I am at DWill2111. Sam.
It is Sammy B 1118. That's a capital S, lowercase a m m y, capital B 1118. That's on Twitter. Check it out. Hit us up. We cool people sometimes.
I don't know about that.
Occasionally.
Based off of the last statement, that is false.
Ouch.
Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yay, guys.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.